85 Empowering Biblical Declarations. I am blameless and free from accusation. Christ Himself lives gloriously in me. I am firmly rooted in Christ and I am strengthened in faith. I have been made complete in Christ. I have been raised and made alive with Christ. I am an expression of the life of Christ because He is my life. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved. I am a child of light and not of darkness. I have been given a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. I have been saved and set apart for a holy purpose according to God's doing. I am sanctified, one with the Sanctifier, and He is not ashamed to call me brother. I am a holy partaker of a heavenly calling. I have the right to come boldly before the throne of God to find mercy and grace in time of need. I have been born again. I am one of God's living stones, being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. I am a member of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. I am a sworn enemy of the devil, and he flees when I resist him. I have been given exceedingly great and precious promises by God, by which I am a partaker of God's divine nature. I am forgiven on the account of Jesus' name. I am anointed by God. I'm a child of God, and I will resemble Christ when He returns. I am greatly loved. I am like Christ. I have eternal life. I am born of God, and the evil one, the devil, cannot harm me. I am part of God's kingdom and made to reign on earth. I have been healed. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am commissioned to make disciples. I am a child of God. I have eternal life. I have been given peace. I am part of the true vine, a channel of Christ's life. I am clean. I am a friend of Christ. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear His fruit. I have been given glory. I have been justified, and I am at peace with God. I am no longer a slave to sin. I am a committed worker of righteousness. I am free forever from condemnation. I am a child of God. God is my Father. I am a joint heir with Christ, sharing in His full inheritance. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I have faith and received it from God. I have been sanctified and called to holiness. I have been given grace in Jesus Christ. I have been placed into Christ by God's doing. I have received the Spirit of God into my life that I might know the things freely given to me by Him. I have been given the mind of Christ. I am a temple, a dwelling place of God. His Spirit and His life dwell in me. I am united to the Lord, and I am one in spirit with Him. I am bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to God. I am called. I am a member of Christ's body. I am victorious through Jesus Christ. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ, and I have been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge guaranteeing my inheritance to come. I am led by God in triumphal procession. I am to God and to others the fragrance of Christ. I am being gloriously changed into the likeness of Christ. I am a new creation. I am reconciled to God, a minister of reconciliation, and an ambassador for Christ and His kingdom. I have been made righteous. I am given strength in exchange for weakness. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I am now living is His. I am a son of God and one in Christ. I am Abraham's seed, an inheritor of the promise. I am an heir of God, since I am a son of God. I am a saint. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy, and am without blame before Him. I was predestined, determined by God, to be adopted as God's son. I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. I have been made alive together with Christ. I have been raised up and seated with Christ in heaven. I am God's workmanship, His handiwork, born anew in Christ to do His work. I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit. I am a fellow citizen with the rest of God's family. I may approach God with boldness, freedom, and confidence. I am righteous and holy. I am a citizen of heaven, seated in high heaven right now. I am capable to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have been rescued from the domain of Satan's rule and transferred to the glorious kingdom of Christ. I have been redeemed and forgiven all of my sins. The debt against me has been canceled. I am blameless and free from accusation. Christ Himself lives gloriously in me. I am firmly rooted in Christ, and I am strengthened in faith. I have been made complete in Christ. I have been raised and made alive with Christ. I am an expression of the life of Christ because He is my life. I am chosen of God, holy, and dearly loved. I am a child of light and not of darkness. I have been given a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. I have been saved and set apart for a holy purpose according to God's doing. I am sanctified, one with the Sanctifier, and He is not ashamed to call me brother. I am a holy partaker of a heavenly calling. I have the right to come boldly before the throne of God to find mercy and grace in time of need. I have been born again. I am one of God's living stones, being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. I am a member of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. I am a sworn enemy of the devil, and he flees when I resist him. I have been given exceedingly great and precious promises by God, by which I am a partaker of God's divine nature. I am forgiven on the account of Jesus' name. I am anointed by God. I'm a child of God, and I will resemble Christ when he returns. I am greatly loved. I am like Christ. I have eternal life. I am born of God, and the evil one, the devil, cannot harm me. I am part of God's kingdom and made to reign on earth. I have been healed. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am commissioned to make disciples. I am a child of God. I have eternal life. I have been given peace. I am part of the true vine, a channel of Christ's life. I am clean. I am a friend of Christ. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear his fruit. I have been given glory. I have been justified, and I am at peace with God. I am no longer a slave to sin. I am a committed worker of righteousness. I am free forever from condemnation. I am a child of God. God is my Father. I am a joint heir with Christ, sharing in his full inheritance. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I have faith and received it from God. I have been sanctified and called to holiness. I have been given grace in Jesus Christ. I have been placed into Christ by God's doing. I have received the Spirit of God into my life that I might know the things freely given to me by Him. I have been given the mind of Christ. I am a temple, a dwelling place of God. His Spirit and His life dwell in me. I am united to the Lord, and I am one in spirit with Him. I am bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to God. I am called. I am a member of Christ's body. I am victorious through Jesus Christ. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ, and I have been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge guaranteeing my inheritance to come. I am led by God in triumphal procession. I am to God and to others the fragrance of Christ. I am being gloriously changed into the likeness of Christ. I am a new creation. I am reconciled to God, a minister of reconciliation, and an ambassador for Christ and His kingdom. I have been made righteous. I am given strength in exchange for weakness. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I am now living is His. I am a son of God and one in Christ. I am Abraham's seed, an inheritor of the promise. I am an heir of God since I am a son of God. I am a saint. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and am without blame before Him. I was predestined, determined by God, to be adopted as God's son. I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. I have been made alive together with Christ. I have been raised up and seated with Christ in heaven. I am God's workmanship, His handiwork, born anew in Christ to do His work. I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit. I am a fellow citizen with the rest of God's family. I may approach God with boldness, freedom, and confidence. I am righteous and holy. I am a citizen of heaven, seated in high heaven right now. I am capable to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have been rescued from the domain of Satan's rule and transferred to the glorious kingdom of Christ. I have been redeemed and forgiven all of my sins. The debt against me has been canceled. I am blameless and free from accusation. Christ Himself lives gloriously in me. I am firmly rooted in Christ and I am strengthened in faith. I have been made complete in Christ. I have been raised and made alive with Christ. I am an expression of the life of Christ because He is my life. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved. I am a child of light and not of darkness. I have been given a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. I have been saved and set apart for a holy purpose according to God's doing. I am sanctified, one with the Sanctifier, and He is not ashamed to call me brother. I am a holy partaker of a heavenly calling. I have the right to come boldly before the throne of God to find mercy and grace in time of need. I have been born again. I am one of God's living stones, being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. I am a member of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. I am a sworn enemy of the devil, and he flees when I resist him. I have been given exceedingly great and precious promises by God, by which I am a partaker of God's divine nature. I am forgiven on the account of Jesus' name. I am anointed by God. I'm a child of God, and I will resemble Christ when He returns. I am greatly loved. I am like Christ. I have eternal life. I am born of God, and the evil one, the devil, cannot harm me. I am part of God's kingdom and made to reign on earth. I have been healed. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am commissioned to make disciples. I am a child of God. I have eternal life. I have been given peace. I am part of the true vine, a channel of Christ's life. I am clean. I am a friend of Christ. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear His fruit. I have been given glory. I have been justified, and I am at peace with God. I am no longer a slave to sin. I am a committed worker of righteousness. I am free forever from condemnation. I am a child of God. God is my Father. I am a joint heir with Christ, sharing in His full inheritance. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I have faith and received it from God. I have been sanctified and called to holiness. I have been given grace in Jesus Christ. I have been placed into Christ by God's doing. I have received the Spirit of God into my life that I might know the things freely given to me by Him. I have been given the mind of Christ. I am a temple, a dwelling place of God. His Spirit and His life dwell in me. I am united to the Lord, and I am one in spirit with Him. I am bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to God. I am called. I am a member of Christ's body. I am victorious through Jesus Christ. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ, and I have been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge guaranteeing my inheritance to come. I am led by God in triumphal procession. I am to God and to others the fragrance of Christ. I am being gloriously changed into the likeness of Christ. I am a new creation. I am reconciled to God, a minister of reconciliation, and an ambassador for Christ and His kingdom. I have been made righteous. I am given strength in exchange for weakness. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I am now living is His. I am a son of God and one in Christ. I am Abraham's seed, an inheritor of the promise. I am an heir of God since I am a son of God. I am a saint. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and am without blame before Him. I was predestined, determined by God, to be adopted as God's Son. I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. I have been made alive together with Christ. I have been raised up and seated with Christ in heaven. I am God's workmanship, His handiwork, born anew in Christ to do His work. I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit. I am a fellow citizen with the rest of God's family. I may approach God with boldness, freedom, and confidence. I am righteous and holy. I am a citizen of heaven, seated in high heaven right now. I am capable to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have been rescued from the domain of Satan's rule and transferred to the glorious kingdom of Christ. I have been redeemed and forgiven all of my sins. The debt against me has been canceled. I am blameless and free from accusation. Christ Himself lives gloriously in me. I am firmly rooted in Christ and I am strengthened in faith. I have been made complete in Christ. I have been raised and made alive with Christ. I am an expression of the life of Christ because He is my life. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved. I am a child of light and not of darkness. I have been given a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. I have been saved and set apart for a holy purpose according to God's doing. I am sanctified, one with the Sanctifier, and He is not ashamed to call me brother. I am a holy partaker of a heavenly calling. I have the right to come boldly before the throne of God to find mercy and grace in time of need. I have been born again. I am one of God's living stones, being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. I am a member of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. I am a sworn enemy of the devil, and he flees when I resist him. I have been given exceedingly great and precious promises by God, by which I am a partaker of God's divine nature. I am forgiven on the account of Jesus' name. I am anointed by God. I'm a child of God, and I will resemble Christ when He returns. I am greatly loved. I am like Christ. I have eternal life. I am born of God, and the evil one, the devil, cannot harm me. I am part of God's kingdom and made to reign on earth. I have been healed. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am commissioned to make disciples. I am a child of God. I have eternal life. I have been given peace. I am part of the true vine, a channel of Christ's life. I am clean. I am a friend of Christ. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear His fruit. I have been given glory. I have been justified, and I am at peace with God. I am no longer a slave to sin. I am a committed worker of righteousness. I am free forever from condemnation. I am a child of God. God is my Father. I am a joint heir with Christ, sharing in His full inheritance. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I have faith and received it from God. I have been sanctified and called to holiness. I have been given grace in Jesus Christ. I have been placed into Christ by God's doing. I have received the Spirit of God into my life that I might know the things freely given to me by Him. I have been given the mind of Christ. I am a temple, a dwelling place of God. His Spirit and His life dwell in me. I am united to the Lord, and I am one in spirit with Him. I am bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to God. I am called. I am a member of Christ's body. I am victorious through Jesus Christ. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ, and I have been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge guaranteeing my inheritance to come. I am led by God in triumphal procession. I am to God and to others the fragrance of Christ. I am being gloriously changed into the likeness of Christ. I am a new creation. I am reconciled to God, a minister of reconciliation, and an ambassador for Christ and His kingdom. I have been made righteous. I am given strength in exchange for weakness. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I am now living is His. I am a son of God and one in Christ. I am Abraham's seed, an inheritor of the promise. I am an heir of God, since I am a son of God. I am a saint. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy, and am without blame before Him. I was predestined, determined by God, to be adopted as God's Son. I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. I have been made alive together with Christ. I have been raised up and seated with Christ in heaven. I am God's workmanship, His handiwork, born anew in Christ to do His work. I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit. I am a fellow citizen with the rest of God's family. I may approach God with boldness, freedom, and confidence. I am righteous and holy. I am a citizen of heaven, seated in high heaven right now. I am capable to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have been rescued from the domain of Satan's rule and transferred to the glorious kingdom of Christ. I have been redeemed and forgiven all of my sins. The debt against me has been canceled. I am blameless and free from accusation. Christ Himself lives gloriously in me. I am firmly rooted in Christ and I am strengthened in faith. I have been made complete in Christ. I have been raised and made alive with Christ. I am an expression of the life of Christ because He is my life. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved. I am a child of light and not of darkness. I have been given a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. I have been saved and set apart for a holy purpose according to God's doing. I am sanctified, one with the Sanctifier, and He is not ashamed to call me brother. I am a holy partaker of a heavenly calling. I have the right to come boldly before the throne of God to find mercy and grace in time of need. I have been born again. I am one of God's living stones, being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. I am a member of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. I am a sworn enemy of the devil, and he flees when I resist him. I have been given exceedingly great and precious promises by God, by which I am a partaker of God's divine nature. I am forgiven on the account of Jesus' name. I am anointed by God. I'm a child of God, and I will resemble Christ when He returns. I am greatly loved. I am like Christ. I have eternal life. I am born of God, and the evil one, the devil, cannot harm me. I am part of God's kingdom and made to reign on earth. I have been healed. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am commissioned to make disciples. I am a child of God. I have eternal life. I have been given peace. I am part of the true vine, a channel of Christ's life. I am clean. I am a friend of Christ. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear His fruit. I have been given glory. I have been justified, and I am at peace with God. I am no longer a slave to sin. I am a committed worker of righteousness. I am free forever from condemnation. I am a child of God. God is my Father. I am a joint heir with Christ, sharing in His full inheritance. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I have faith and received it from God. I have been sanctified and called to holiness. I have been given grace in Jesus Christ. I have been placed into Christ by God's doing. I have received the Spirit of God into my life that I might know the things freely given to me by Him. I have been given the mind of Christ. I am a temple, a dwelling place of God. His Spirit and His life dwell in me. I am united to the Lord, and I am one in spirit with Him. I am bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to God. I am called. I am a member of Christ's body. I am victorious through Jesus Christ. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ, and I have been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge guaranteeing my inheritance to come. I am led by God in triumphal procession. I am to God and to others the fragrance of Christ. I am being gloriously changed into the likeness of Christ. I am a new creation. I am reconciled to God, a minister of reconciliation, and an ambassador for Christ and His kingdom. I have been made righteous. I am given strength in exchange for weakness. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I am now living is His. I am a son of God and one in Christ. I am Abraham's seed, an inheritor of the promise. I am an heir of God since I am a son of God. I am a saint. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and am without blame before Him. I was predestined, determined by God, to be adopted as God's son. I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. I have been made alive together with Christ. I have been raised up and seated with Christ in heaven. I am God's workmanship, His handiwork, born anew in Christ to do His work. I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit. I am a fellow citizen with the rest of God's family. I may approach God with boldness, freedom, and confidence. I am righteous and holy. I am a citizen of heaven, seated in high heaven right now. I am capable to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have been rescued from the domain of Satan's rule and transferred to the glorious kingdom of Christ. I have been redeemed and forgiven all of my sins. The debt against me has been canceled. I am blameless and free from accusation. Christ Himself lives gloriously in me. I am firmly rooted in Christ and I am strengthened in faith. I have been made complete in Christ. I have been raised and made alive with Christ. I am an expression of the life of Christ because He is my life. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved. I am a child of light and not of darkness. I have been given a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. I have been saved and set apart for a holy purpose according to God's doing. I am sanctified, one with the Sanctifier, and He is not ashamed to call me brother. I am a holy partaker of a heavenly calling. I have the right to come boldly before the throne of God to find mercy and grace in time of need. I have been born again. I am one of God's living stones, being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. I am a member of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. I am a sworn enemy of the devil, and he flees when I resist him. I have been given exceedingly great and precious promises by God, by which I am a partaker of God's divine nature. I am forgiven on the account of Jesus' name. I am anointed by God. I'm a child of God, and I will resemble Christ when he returns. I am greatly loved. I am like Christ. I have eternal life. I am born of God, and the evil one, the devil, cannot harm me. I am part of God's kingdom and made to reign on earth. I have been healed. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am commissioned to make disciples. I am a child of God. I have eternal life. I have been given peace. I am part of the true vine, a channel of Christ's life. I am clean. I am a friend of Christ. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear his fruit. I have been given glory. I have been justified, and I am at peace with God. I am no longer a slave to sin. I am a committed worker of righteousness. I am free forever from condemnation. I am a child of God. God is my Father. I am a joint heir with Christ, sharing in his full inheritance. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I have faith and received it from God. I have been sanctified and called to holiness. I have been given grace in Jesus Christ. I have been placed into Christ by God's doing. I have received the Spirit of God into my life that I might know the things freely given to me by Him. I have been given the mind of Christ. I am a temple, a dwelling place of God. His Spirit and His life dwell in me. I am united to the Lord, and I am one in spirit with Him. I am bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to God. I am called. I am a member of Christ's body. I am victorious through Jesus Christ. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ, and I have been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge guaranteeing my inheritance to come. I am led by God in triumphal procession. I am to God and to others the fragrance of Christ. I am being gloriously changed into the likeness of Christ. I am a new creation. I am reconciled to God, a minister of reconciliation, and an ambassador for Christ and His kingdom. I have been made righteous. I am given strength in exchange for weakness. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I am now living is His. I am a son of God and one in Christ. I am Abraham's seed, an inheritor of the promise. I am an heir of God since I am a son of God. I am a saint. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and am without blame before Him. I was predestined, determined by God to be adopted as God's son. I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. I have been made alive together with Christ. I have been raised up and seated with Christ in heaven. I am God's workmanship, His handiwork, born anew in Christ to do His work. I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit. I am a fellow citizen with the rest of God's family. I may approach God with boldness, freedom, and confidence. I am righteous and holy. I am a citizen of heaven, seated in high heaven right now. I am capable to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have been rescued from the domain of Satan's rule and transferred to the glorious kingdom of Christ. I have been redeemed and forgiven all of my sins. The debt against me has been canceled. I am blameless and free from accusation. Christ Himself lives gloriously in me. I am firmly rooted in Christ and I am strengthened in faith. I have been made complete in Christ. I have been raised and made alive with Christ. I am an expression of the life of Christ because He is my life. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved. I am a child of light and not of darkness. I have been given a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. I have been saved and set apart for a holy purpose according to God's doing. I am sanctified, one with the Sanctifier, and He is not ashamed to call me brother. I am a holy partaker of a heavenly calling. I have the right to come boldly before the throne of God to find mercy and grace in time of need. I have been born again. I am one of God's living stones, being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. I am a member of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. I am a sworn enemy of the devil, and he flees when I resist him. I have been given exceedingly great and precious promises by God, by which I am a partaker of God's divine nature. I am forgiven on the account of Jesus' name. I am anointed by God. I'm a child of God, and I will resemble Christ when He returns. I am greatly loved. I am like Christ. I have eternal life. I am born of God, and the evil one, the devil, cannot harm me. I am part of God's kingdom and made to reign on earth. I have been healed. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am commissioned to make disciples. I am a child of God. I have eternal life. I have been given peace. I am part of the true vine, a channel of Christ's life. I am clean. I am a friend of Christ. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear His fruit. I have been given glory. I have been justified, and I am at peace with God. I am no longer a slave to sin. I am a committed worker of righteousness. I am free forever from condemnation. I am a child of God. God is my Father. I am a joint heir with Christ, sharing in His full inheritance. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I have faith and received it from God. I have been sanctified and called to holiness. I have been given grace in Jesus Christ. I have been placed into Christ by God's doing. I have received the Spirit of God into my life that I might know the things freely given to me by Him. I have been given the mind of Christ. I am a temple, a dwelling place of God. His Spirit and His life dwell in me. I am united to the Lord, and I am one in spirit with Him. I am bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to God. I am called. I am a member of Christ's body. I am victorious through Jesus Christ. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ, and I have been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge guaranteeing my inheritance to come. I am led by God in triumphal procession. I am to God and to others the fragrance of Christ. I am being gloriously changed into the likeness of Christ. I am a new creation. I am reconciled to God, a minister of reconciliation, and an ambassador for Christ and His kingdom. I have been made righteous. I am given strength in exchange for weakness. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I am now living is His. I am a son of God and one in Christ. I am Abraham's seed, an inheritor of the promise. I am an heir of God since I am a son of God. I am a saint. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and am without blame before Him. I was predestined, determined by God, to be adopted as God's Son. I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. I have been made alive together with Christ. I have been raised up and seated with Christ in heaven. I am God's workmanship, His handiwork, born anew in Christ to do His work. I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit. I am a fellow citizen with the rest of God's family. I may approach God with boldness, freedom, and confidence. I am righteous and holy. I am a citizen of heaven, seated in high heaven right now. I am capable to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have been rescued from the domain of Satan's rule and transferred to the glorious kingdom of Christ. I have been redeemed and forgiven all of my sins. The debt against me has been canceled.